The point is, Professor James McCanney, who's been a guest, a repeated guest on this program, has said that hurricanes can be modified, hurricanes can be steered, and he has he actually said that he helped to develop that technology to help steer hurricanes, and they gave it to the U.S. government. Now, we know what happened with the Katrina crisis. Sheldon Day has sent me something that I want to share with you right now, because I think this is very important. And it is a New York Times article where they were talking about, pardon me while I try to find it now. I don't know what I did with it. Anyway, there was a New York Times article where, I guess I'll just have to open it up again here from his link. But it was dated September 11th of 1994. And the headline is, Shuttle Fires Laser Beams at a Tropical Storm. Now, I think this is important because, as I said, Professor James McCanney has been talking about how high-powered satellites from outer space can be used. And he says that what they do is they fire laser beams from these satellites through the eye of a hurricane, and they ionize a path through the eye, and they basically can drag them anywhere they want to do. And I've played news media reports on this program from CBS News where they were talking about how this storm, literally it looks like, and I think it was Katrina they were talking about, it literally looked like it had a mind of its own, because some of the paths that it took were pretty remarkable, pretty astounding. And so now we see this New York Times article that says basically that the space shuttle back in 1994 was firing laser beams at Tropical Storm Debbie. And ironically, the date of this article is September 11th, ladies and gentlemen. September 11th, 1994. From the New York Times, Dateline Cape Canaveral, Florida. And the world's first experiment involving the firing of laser beams from space to Earth's atmosphere. Bright green pulses streamed from the space shuttle Discovery today and bounced off thick, high clouds over a tropical storm in the Caribbean. Ground controllers directed the lasers at Tropical Storm Debbie as the shuttle soared 160 miles overhead. The experiment was conducted in the early morning while it was dark, several hours after the shuttle had been launched here at Cape Canaveral. The $25 million machine that fired the lasers was flying in space for the first time, although similar devices have flown aboard planes for years to track pollutants, volcanic ash, and desert dust in the atmosphere and thus aid scientists' understanding of global climate. In the experiment this morning, light from the lasers was reflected off the tropical storm's clouds back towards Discovery and was collected by instruments in the shuttle's cargo bay. Bob Menzies, an atmospheric scientist who works at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, said that as a result of the collected data, he should be able to determine the altitude of the clouds by the end of the weekend. That information will be valuable to meteorologists tracking the storm. At any rate, I'm going to leave that article there. The point is that on September 11th, 1994, ladies and gentlemen, what is it about that date, September 11th? What is it about 9/11, those numbers, that's so important to the elite? We also know that it was on September 11, 2001, the date that the Twin Towers came down, that Popular Mechanics came out with their article about New Orleans, which would be the new crisis. And they said New Orleans is sinking. That information is available if you go to AmericanExpose.com, spelled with a K. That article is linked there, and I believe it's still up on Popular Mechanics' website if you'd like to verify that. The point is, September 11th is very important to these people, apparently. And we have numerous crises brewing all across our country in various overlapping areas, and the plans are being put into place, ladies and gentlemen, for totalitarian control. And understanding the science of weather modification is very important. Sheldon also sent me from the U.S. Patent Office. From the U.S. Patent Office, it's patent number 576-2298. use of artificial satellites in Earth orbits adaptively to modify the effect that solar radiation would otherwise have on Earth's weather. This is a U.S. patent. Once again, U.S. patent number 576-2298, use of artificial satellites in Earth orbits adaptively to modify the effect that solar radiation would otherwise have on the Earth's weather. And see, the point here is, ladies and gentlemen, as we say so often here, that weather modification is going on, weather modification is a reality, and here you have documentation proving that they are trying to mess with the weather, and that they are actually doing this. And there are so many more patents that could be cited here. I know Jerry E. Smith has written in his book Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, which you can get off our website at governamerica.com. He's written a lot about the patents. Certainly these can be researched and looked up at the U.S. Patent Office. Now, this patent says the Satellite Weather Modification System, SWMS, uses Earth satellites to harness solar energy to modify the thermal dynamics and composition of the Earth's atmosphere. SWMS has three subsystems. The first subsystem includes a network of Earth satellites called Satellite Engines, or SEs, used to reflect solar energy and or transform solar energy into other forms of energy beams discharged at specific locations. The media at these locations and the media through which the energy beams pass absorb these engines and change them into heat. The second subsystem includes a large network of remote sensing devices, or RSDs. These sensors are used to measure local media compositions, dynamic parameters, and thermodynamic properties. Sensor measurements are fed back to the third system, which includes a network of ground control stations, GCSs. These people just love acronyms. GCSs provide energy beams guidance by estimating each beam's characteristics and its aim point trajectory at functions of time. Integration of these three systems establishes a sensor feedback energy beam guidance and control loop. SWMSs, which again are the Satellite Weather Modification System, their applications include alteration of precipitation, reclaiming of wasteland, reducing damage by bad weather, and improving the environment. Its non-weather-related applications include supplying concentrated energy to electricity-generating stations, namely solar, wind, and hydro, high-latitude greenhouse farms, and solar-powered airplanes. So anyway, if you would like to look that up and verify that, I encourage you to do so. Once again, it's United States Patent 576-2298, and it deals with the use of artificial satellites in Earth orbits adaptively to modify the effect that solar radiation would otherwise have on the Earth's weather. So, ladies and gentlemen, weather modification is very, very documentable, and we're going to be adding these to the weather section. If you go to governamerica.com and click on weather modification at the left-hand side, these things will be added shortly to the weather modification section. Very important information, very important to understand that everything today is being controlled. Weather crises, environmental modification can be used to relocate populations into sustainable communities in accordance with Agenda 21. If you go to the weather section, I encourage you to do so and look up the Sustainable Development and Natural Hazards Mitigation Report. In that report, they talk about how whole communities can be built back sustainably, because crises, natural hazards, cause the opportunity, that's their word, opportunity, to rebuild in a sustainable manner. And I've used that quote. I think it's page 19 that quote appears on. But the whole report is just absolutely vital and once again provides priceless documentation to prove what we're saying is true. As we move along here, the Associated Press, Dennis has posted this article here from the AP. solar sensors could monitor bridges. This is another thing that we've been talking about, is this Minnesota bridge collapse, which I believe is another Hegelian situation.